Well, yeah, I wanted to get off the drugs because I wanted to see my baby and that. Yeah, I wanted to see my partner again, so that sort of pushed me to, yeah, getting off the drugs for it.
Just sick and tired of the lifestyle. Just, I turned 50 this year. I have daughters, four beautiful daughters, and I get emotional talking about it. Yeah, it's just hard. I'm a chef by trade, and especially over the last couple of years, I've had 8 heart attacks, which family stress due to father and younger brother committing suicide together in a bit of a pact about 18 months ago. And then my elder sister committed suicide 4 months after that. It's been the worst 4 or 5 years of my life, basically. So, and with the heart attacks coming on because of stress, I all of a sudden I was told I wasn't allowed to work anymore. And being, you know, I've got a brilliant reputation around Melbourne as a high-class chef, and sort of going from the 80-hour chef week to being told I couldn't do it anymore, whether I liked it or not, you cannot work. You're not legally allowed to work now due to medical reasons. You cannot drive or anything. Life stopped. So I've gone from being the best at what I can be to sleeping on the street. When you just, it's an old cliche. People think you're trying to, you know, you try to numb the pain, but it's true. That's exactly what you're doing. Yeah, it's tough.
I'm booked in next week for one, so I'm sick of chasing every day. It's plain and simple. Sick of stealing, sick of chasing, sick of waking up sick. And that's the gist of it. And I miss my kids.
I was in rehab, and it was either go to jail or go to rehab. So I went to rehab. The first one I failed at. I got out and busted, went back off my head. They kicked me out and they sent me to another one, but I should have really went to jail. So they spun the rules around a little bit. They put me in there and I did 7 months. I was supposed to do 4, but they said you got to do the 7 because of the one that you mucked up at. So I did the 7, got out, and then a month later I was using again. When I was younger I got on heroin in Cabramatta in Sydney, and then I went bush. Every morning we wake up, we go down, we get our shot, go back, sit there on all day long. And this one morning I didn't wake up and they didn't wake me up. And when I woke up, everyone was on the nod. And I thought, wow, this is what I look like. And I packed my bag and I left. And I went bush and I went on the methadone program.
I'm trying to change somewhat in my life, the drugs in me and alcohol. Oh, there's a lot more. Do you want me to reiterate and reverberate? My family, my people, my friends, my community.
What do you think would help people to stay on programs like that?
Just being around the right people and like you guys, man. Yeah, and just, that's a hard one. Just being around the right people, man. Yeah, yeah. Just schooling off the right people, you know.
More contact. You know, from the service themselves. You know, I've got a GP, you know, in Queensland, in Brisbane, that, you know, I haven't seen this GP in 5 years, and he still rings me up to ask me how I'm going, you know, out of the blue, or when he's on holidays, he'll give me a phone call. Just ask me how I'm going, or if I'm in Brisbane, he'll give me a hug, you know. That's what I want from my service, because I lay everything out on the table, and you feel empty sometimes, and you just want that personal touch.
I had to. I was crook. I was going through withdrawals from the heroin. I was using $30 a day, and within 2 weeks, I was using $150 a day. So I was going out doing crime, whatever, just to feed my habit. And it was inevitable. I was going to end up in jail.
Oh, I've been on it a few times. It's just when something goes wrong, you just resort to what you know what I mean? And I've known heroin since I was 15 and I'm 45. So whenever I couldn't get any comfort or any support or anything, I turned to the white horse. And I just rode that cunt deep into the clouds and couldn't give a fuck.
If they look up to me for once. Honestly.
They say that being on a program long term is where you get the most benefits from it. What do you think is some of the long term benefits of being on a program?
You know, I think it's it keeps you maintained. You know what I mean? It keeps it maintenance. Yeah, man. That's probably a good benefit about it. And you meet a lot of good friends along the way.
Longer lifespan. I probably have more to do with my kids and their mothers, as you know. I always love them. They're the mothers of my babies, but mainly my kids is the reason I want to get off it, because I want them to see. Like, I'm a grandfather and I haven't even met some of my grandkids yet, you know what I mean? So I don't look like old enough to be a grandfather. But yeah, my youngest daughter, she's 20, turning 22 now, and I think she's got another one on the way, so time to pull my finger out. Yeah, well, I've done 20 years jail, see, so I've done cog skills, AOD, violent offence. I've got a pile of certificates from Kangan TAFE like that, and cognitive skills, some short-term, long-term goals, all that kind of stuff. Done all them courses. I used to help one of the aunties run the course. That's how many times I've done the course. So yeah, it's just all up here, whether you think it's time or not. That's what it boils down to, time.
It's like any habit. You know, the more you do it, the more your body and brain gets used to it, you know. They reckon it takes, 30 days to start a habit and months to end the habit, obviously. Especially when it comes to addiction side of things with narcotics and that, you know. It's not months, it's years.
Yeah.
And mentally it's years, you know, not physically. Physically you can get over that, I think, quite quickly if you have the right distraction. But mentally it's a lifelong process. You know, you never really get over it. I know guys that have had 30, 40-year, you know, heroin habits. And, you know, they've been off it for 10 years and stuff, and every single day, you know, they want it every day. They know they want it. Their brain wants it and things like that. And that's when we're the biggest support to them, you know, mates and stuff like that. Having good people around you is just, it's vital.
Yeah.
It's so important, you know, whether it is counsellors or even walking into the odd, you know, we grew up fighting with the police all the time and things like that, and, you know, we've got police officers that walk past and say g'day and they'll shake your hand with a bit of respect and things like that, and they genuinely ask you how you're going, you know, and that keeps you going for one more day.
Yeah, if you've got workers and that, the support, that's the biggest thing. You know, but a lot of people play on the meds. They'll have the meds and then go have a shot. Yeah, and I think that's wrong. It's not what the program's designed for.
Staying alive more than my family's life. They've all died.
What do you think people leave programs?
Well, some people just don't unfold, I guess. Some people just think, stuff it. Yeah, I guess everyone's different. I guess everyone's different. Yeah, I'll stay on the program myself, man.
Mainly personal reasons, I reckon. It's either that or they can't afford it. Yeah, that should be CTG or PBS. It should be under the scheme where you don't have to pay for it because it's an illness. Yeah, but you can't argue with them white fellas in the parliament, you know what I mean? So
I think people get distracted by the wrong crowd. I think that's a bit, especially around places like Fitzroy and that. It's just people that just, you can walk in here with all intentions of wanting to speak to somebody about the issue and getting off the bad habit you have, and you'll walk into a total stranger, and that total stranger will have you in the toilet 5 minutes later giving you free whatever you want. And a person who's genuinely wants to get off it, truly wants to get off it, breaks almost every single time. I've been there. A lot of people don't even know about the services, and that's hard, you know. And whether it's more people on the ground or whatever, or more advertising, or I don't know, you know, there's probably rules against what you can advertise and what you can't advertise. And the thing is, you've got to lay a bare.
Biggest thing, I think, because they got to look at themselves. They don't like it. Now, when it comes back to, you know, you got to, like when I was in rehab, everything was reflected back on you. You know what I mean? And that scares people sometimes. And they think, oh, well, it's easier to get out than have to confront this.
Because they don't find much education intellectually. They don't find much in it, and then don't believe in themselves. That's why.
That's the only reason.
You got to believe in yourself in this beautiful world. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am's foremost.